GOP candidate for governor and deputy Senate leader John DeFrancisco says he wants the legislature to hold hearings into the 514 tourism signs posted along numerous highways in the state. The Federal Highway Administration said several years ago that the signs were potentially dangerous because the print is too small and it might cause drivers to stop paying attention to the road. Cuomo's aides disagreed with the federal concerns. They kept erecting the signs. The FHA now says it will withhold $14 million in federal aid if the signs are not taken down by September. DeFrancisco calls the signs a vanity project for the governor. And he held a news conference on a cold winter morning beside some of the signs at the entrance to the Albany County Airport to make his point.
And the governor, and I've said this repeatedly, does what he wants to do whenever he wants to, whether it's right or wrong, or whether it's legal or illegal. And in this case, it was illegal. It's against the rules of the federal transportation authorities to put these signs up.
According to the USA Today network, the $8 million for the signs came partially from emergency transportation funds, usually meant for emergency repairs to highways and bridges. The network also reported that contractors who worked on the signs were paid overtime in order to get them in place before the 4th of July holiday in the summer of 2016. Late on Friday, Cuomo's acting commissioners of transportation and the Thruway Authority said the signs are going to come down anyway this summer because they said the message has run its useful course. They say new signs will be put up that will be in compliance with the federal rules. DeFrancisco isn't buying the reasons for the signs removal.
Did he say after all this was done, I'm really sorry, it was a big mistake, I shouldn't have done it? No. The governor is never wrong. He always finds someone else to blame it for.
The deputy Senate leader says the state's Economic Development Agency, Empire State Development, should immediately reimburse the state's Transportation Department, the Thruway Authority, and the New York, New Jersey Port Authority for the cost of the signs. A spokesman for the state's Department of Transportation says in a statement that the signage campaign accomplished its goal of enhancing the state's tourism industry. And spokesman Joseph Morrissey chides DeFrancisco, saying the senator voted for state budgets that included funding for the signs, calling DeFrancisco's remarks nonsensical grandstanding. That led Senator DeFrancisco's campaign to question why a state agency was answering charges made by a political candidate and whether that is a proper use of state funds. A spokesman for the governor says it is appropriate because DeFrancisco is a sitting senator and is talking about a state program. Governor Cuomo was at the Capitol, but he did not release a public schedule and did not meet with the media. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.